by welcoming everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of the Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is developing your chapter action plan for 2022. We're going to join Todd Elvin, CCL's Action Director, for a training that provides a thorough action guide to help your chapter make plans for the year ahead. Strategically, our action department has thought through all of the scenarios we face right now in this uncertain time in early January, where we don't know what's going to come with budget reconciliation and the Build Back Better Act. We get it. We're there right now. CCL, we know, is going to continue to push for the strongest of climate provisions as possible to be included in it and for its passage. And regardless of the outcome, if we focus on tonight's three priority action areas for the whole year ahead, we are going to be in a good position to grow stronger groups, be in a good position to push forward under any Congress after the election. And we trust that each group is going to do what's appropriate for its local politics and volunteer resources out of the resources that we're going to highlight tonight. So for those that are just tuning in, I'll just put in the chat a quick place where you can find the training page after tonight on CCL Community, as well as our presentation slides tonight to follow along with. And let's get started by introducing our fearless speaker tonight, the surfer himself, Dr. Elvins. Todd Elvins holds a PhD in engineering from UC San Diego, where he spent a decade teaming with Earth, Ocean, and space scientists at their supercomputer center before 15 years working in the industry. So with CCL, Todd's role includes supporting our action teams, our action tools, our action sheets, action guides, and the monthly calling campaign. So we've got a perfect speaker to really line up tonight's specific focus. And if we've done our job well, our learning goals are threefold for the evening ahead. We're going to highlight this year's chapter action plan for CCL groups to take to generate their support in their chapter. We're going to review some major CCL-related events in 2022 to plan around and incorporate in your chapter activities. And we're going to learn about and really think through from each other. There's wisdom here for all of us gathered tonight. What's been working well for your group? Really start thinking as we're listening tonight, where have you seen these examples playing out in your own chapter? We'd love to learn from each other. And where do you need support? So we'll have ample time in that Q&A discussion to really cover those topics. And we're going to break down each of these one by one. So a little bit of background I'll provide, and then we'll pass it to Todd to thinking through how we as chapters can be an oasis in the storm. I'll then review some of the activities and education that you can do in your communities as chapters this year ahead. And then Todd's going to review getting voters in your district, in your community, to ask and engage candidates and elected officials for climate action and how we can really present our strongest hand forward in this pivotal midterm election year. So with that, let's jump right in. One thing that I also wanted to highlight, we already put the link where you can see the actual training page and where the actual video for tonight will be uploaded after. But we also have an action guide resource. And traditionally, what we've done with this every year is that we actually make sure not only to provide you the actual guide that we'll review, but a worksheet where you can divvy up and really write out in a Google Doc or Word doc, wherever you want to upload this for your chapter, how you're incorporating these plans. And some of the best practices that we know with this is if this is a helpful format or if you want to modify it with your own team, once you've completed really clarifying how you plan on engaging with your chapter's vision for the year ahead, uploading that to your CCL community group or wherever else your group organizes online so that new volunteers can then see and immediately get plugged into your priorities. So that we wanted to highlight front and center at the very beginning of tonight's guide. And the big thing I also wanted to highlight before passing it to Todd here is that we're going to talk a lot tonight about specific actions chapters can take. But just so you know, on the national side of things, there's really six key months or events that we're really focused on that we know, at least at this point, we're planning on for 2022. In January, we're going to start the year. We've already actually begun this campaign by calling on our senators and President Biden to stay strong on climate and pass the most ambitious climate package in the Build Back Better Act or the budget reconciliation as possible. In March, we're going to have a conservative conference in DC. Stay tuned for details on that. Obviously, with Omicron, we're still hashing out some of the final arrangements, but we know that will happen in March. In April, we're going to focus on potential state-level gatherings, whether online, in person. That'll be up to your state and your region, what feels safe at that point. And we also obviously can coincide that with Earth Day, with Earth Week. All of those events are going to be happening in April. In June, we are still planning on having an in-person international conference in DC, just like the good old days. That again may change depending on what COVID status is at that point, but know that you can plan on that. In September, we are going to have a virtual or in-person, depending on what, again, makes the most sense at that point, BIPOC focus event for especially looking at Black, Indigenous, and people of color within the organization and putting them front and center. And in November, we're going to focus on midterm elections. Obviously, the whole year, we're going to go through that and also hold a virtual conference. So that's the overview of the major events in the actual event calendar for CCL. And with that, I'll pass it to Todd to really walk us through the action sheet.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brett. So let's start out by talking about making your chapter stronger by being an oasis in the storm. During these uncertain and stressful times, we need to consciously pull people together and keep them together. Many people still long for connection and meaningful activity. Our chapters offer this, and the more intentional we are about providing it, the more our chapters will grow. Brainstorm and plan ways to make your chapter an oasis in the storm in these hard times through relating to each other and enacting our values of welcoming relationships, focused solutions, optimism, inclusion, and meaningful action. So let's discuss how to do that. Set your intentions and make an agreement within your chapter that people coming into contact with CCL will find us enacting our values of welcoming relationships, focused solutions, optimism, inclusion, and meaningful action. Set a goal that 25% of your meeting time will be devoted to connecting people with each other based on these values. And review your past meeting agendas to see how you might improve in this area. Next, plan activities that help people connect while they are taking action. And personally invite people you know to experience in CCL what you experience there, by doing something with you that you are doing as part of CCL. Remember, you're giving them a great gift by getting them involved in CCL. So next, put extra attention on diversity by engaging and inviting people from all the communities in your area. Review and energize your onboarding process for new and newly active people. Quickly welcome, train, and activate your newbies and buddy them up with a veteran volunteer. You can see CCL communities getting new volunteers engaged training for more info and ask someone to join CCL's onboarding action team. If your regional coordinator is not organizing a regional conference in your region, offer to help your state coordinator plan a simple half-day state conference on April 9th or another date that works for your state. And help conservative and right-of-center volunteers attend our March CCL Conservative Conference in DC. Continuing on this topic, you may want to include in your 2022 chapter action plan a social event on Zoom. And Brett's going to post in the chat a link to Tamara's brand new updated document on enjoyifying your Zoom. I know everybody's done a lot of Zoom lately, but if you take a look at this enjoyifying your Zoom, it'll really give you some good tips and tricks to make it a lot more fun. You may want to also start planning an outdoor party for the spring so that you're ready if COVID rates drop to a very low level in the coming months. Be sure to reconnect with volunteers you haven't seen in a while and invite them to participate in your spring activity, and that'll give them something to look forward to. Importantly, plan to divide the work. Make a list of all your planned 2022 activities and ask someone to take charge of each one. You can then engage new people by asking them to be helpers for each of the activities. As you keep doing this, you will be growing teams around your point people, and eventually you can plan to have a team for each lever of political will. One last thing on chapter development. At CCL, we are working to increase our social media strength, so plan to ask everyone in your chapter to follow CCL's account on their favorite social media platform, and then post about the climate work the chapter is doing in their own social media accounts. If there's someone to run it, plan to set up a Twitter or Facebook account for your chapter.
So let's go and transition from there really to this second bucket or that sphere of actions for the year ahead that Todd and his team have put together on education and activating your community. So we know, obviously, at least at this point, with the Build Back Better Act, we're continuing to await and push for that as the real primary vehicle legislatively. But Congress has made progress in the prior year on climate with the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Develop your capacity to give online and in person when it's safe for presentations. That's really a lot of what we're thinking through with this second bucket. So presentations in your community on what got done, what still needs to be done on climate, where those gaps are, not only on the federal level, but local level too. And know that we on the national level are going to continue to innovate and provide a presentation outline as soon as we know a little bit more about the context legislatively. But we already have slide decks that you can customize, that you can update, and can really provide updates as we learn from Congress about what we're really going to push them to do next and go further on climate with. So here's a couple of recommendations on that front. So presenting in your community, obviously you want to build your presentations team. Looking around the room, I know that we've got some experienced presenters already. If you haven't tried that out yet, it's a great opportunity, and we've got some really great support networks to help you get activated if you haven't. Whether it's a presenter, a scheduler, somebody that's on site, or you know, the tech host if you're doing a digital presentation. And a couple of pieces of advice we have for presentation teams are making sure to really clarify your call to action. So decide together what those action or actions should be, whether it's, you know, signing up for CCL, generating calls to Congress, following certain social media campaigns, doing coalition work to feature the good work that other climate groups in your space and your location are doing to really build out those strategic alliances, celebrating every presentation and really encouraging volunteers once you've done them to like highlight how you did that so that they can then think through and do that themselves with their networks and groups that they're connected to, and even encouraging them to attend one or two of your presentations so they can get more comfortable and see what you've done. And then really opening up in your chapters, asking for ideas for new places to present that you haven't really covered before. You also want to make sure for your schedulers to send out lots of proposals and to really acknowledge, just like, you know, it takes a lot of new joins to find a really activated volunteer, it takes a lot of requests to be sent out to actually get opportunity to present. Whether they're presentations to local progressive or conservative clubs, service-based clubs, professional associations, you name it. We've got a great list here of groups that have in the past really been a wonderful place for you and your team to think through where you could reach out and present to. Again, pick your 5, 3, 10, whatever, you know, top places that you want to target. Set up a presentation for them with one of those decks, adding slides that you want to customize or make your own for your own area, so it does feel relevant locally. And then really send a proposal to that contact on the list. Follow up a week later if you haven't heard from them, and really increase your capacity by engaging people and really highlighting again what CCL is up to and what other groups have done to really push forward on climate. A couple of other opportunities within that activation lens is looking for ways to reconnect with local officials in your area too. Whether it's just checking in to see what they're working on, what their plans are for 2022, giving a presentation to your sustainability committee in the local government unit that you're a part of, you name it, lots of great ways there, specifically on local elected and local legislative opportunities. And then especially as we get towards Earth Day, if it's safe to really start thinking about an in-person or virtual climate panel, we're really excited in the month of April, really leaning into thinking about who your allies in your space are, inviting your whole community to attend something that you've put together. And one great example here, looking at some people in the room here, I know Steve was already hinting at this a little bit, is the CCL Maryland Ecopalooza. So I'm actually going to put that link in the chat as a great example of a really creative approach that our CCL Maryland teams have done.
Tonight, the third main thing that we want you to work on throughout the year, the whole year, is getting voters to ask candidates and elected officials for climate action. We want candidates and incumbents to hear all the time that their constituents or their future constituents want action on climate. We want you and your chapter to use every lever of political will to repeatedly bring candidates running for Congress the message that voters want more action on climate. Members of Congress and candidates will be more motivated to prioritize climate solutions before and after this year's election if they hear frequent calls for more action from voters. We do not need to be specific about what should be in the climate plan to have an impact on their motivation to take action. And you may be able to work more easily with other climate groups in your community if your focus is on wanting more climate action rather than a narrower focus solely on climate carbon fee and dividend. So our core message to candidates is, I remain very concerned about the changing climate and want to know what your next steps will be. What is your climate plan? Keep in mind that candidates and political leaders think about two types of voters, their base and swing voters. And we're going to go into those buckets of types of voters in a lot more detail in the next four or five slides. So in safe red or blue locations, candidates focus on their base, and you should probably prioritize getting those voters calling for climate action, especially during any contested primaries. In purple locations, the swing voters are also very important to candidates, and you should probably give extra attention to activating them, such as by doing presentations to the groups they tend to join. Because Congress is narrowly divided, swing states and districts will likely be getting the extra attention from the national media, pundits, political strategists, and most especially congressional leadership. So swing voters are very strategic to our national effort. Elevating the voices of people of color, young people, and conservatives, as well as rural and faith groups, is also important to building the perception by politicians that climate action is broadly supported. So use all the tools provided by our levers of political will while remaining true to our style of respect and appreciation. How many ways can you come up with over the course of the year to put out the message that voters want more action on climate? So begin planning what your chapter will do during the 2022 election season. For example, during election season, you might want to meet with candidates, help your local League of Women Voters host a candidate forum. The LWV is just famous for their candidate forums. You might want a phone bank or postcard with the Environmental Voter Project. You might also host a call to share your election season plans with other chapters in your district and state, and so that you can coordinate with their plans. So here are some additional actions to do throughout 2022, and there's four of them. So number one is support your district's liaison, or help to find a liaison if there isn't one. Liaison is one of the most important CCL roles, and supporting them and their team is key to CCL's success. If you have a change of a liaison in your district or state, you can send those changes to Amy Bennett, and her address is amy@citizensclimate.org. So the number two additional action to do throughout 2022, this is outside that main bucket of three that you saw in the overview. Number two is plan how you will deepen your relationship with your members of Congress this year. And this is something that we do every year. We're always doing this. Be helpful and evaluate your approach for developing that relationship frequently. So don't just set it out at the beginning of the year and stick with it. Look at it, you know, bring it up every month or every few months and think, how is our relationship and what can we do to make it better? Number three, determine what evidence of support is most important to your members of Congress. If it's constituent support, work with your grassroots team to get lots of calls, emails, and tweets. If it's published media is the evidence of support that your member of Congress wants to see, work with your media team to be published or get an editorial. If it's grass top support, work with your grass top team to find prominent community leaders to support carbon pricing, and consider including local community leaders in your lobby meetings. And number four is get to know the candidates. So this is especially relevant right now this year. Get to know the candidates who are running for Congress in 2022 and attend their town halls and candidate forums. Also make sure someone in your chapter is following candidates and existing members of Congress on social media so you can stay updated about their priorities and activities.
And what I'd love to do actually is encourage all of us, if you haven't seen this yet, one of the things that we're also really excited about in building our social media skills as a chapter, and especially right now in early January, as an opportunity with New Year's resolutions, is to be a part of this great opportunity to really kind of emphasizing climate resolutions on social media. I'm gonna do a quick little video from our friends at Votes for the Planet They put together a really fun opportunity to both get out online with your plans for the new year for your chapter. This is a really simple 3-minute little explainer on how you can both advocate for climate solutions on your feed, whatever your platform preference might be, and actually help raise awareness not only for CCL, but you'll hear from Daniel actually how you can raise some donations.
Thank you so much for all you do to fight for a price on carbon pollution. I'm Daniel, the founder of Votes for the Planet, and I'm thrilled to be partnering with you to inspire people to create and share meaningful New Year's climate resolutions. With budget reconciliation still on the table, a fantastic example of a climate resolution is I will inspire my friends to join me in calling Congress to demand a price on carbon pollution. In this brief video, I'm going to walk you through how you can create a climate resolution, inspire others, help enable a $5,000 donation from Votes for the Planet to Citizens Climate Lobby, and potentially win $500. First, go to Citizens Climate on Instagram, not this test account, and find this Mother Earth post, which will go up on January 1st. Here are the high-level instructions. Create, share, tag. If you do this, we will donate $5 to Citizens Climate Lobby, and you'll be entered to win $100. You'll also be entered to win the ability to choose CCL as the recipient of a $1,000 donation. As context, Votes for the Planet is running this event with other partners as well. If you want to increase your potential prize up to $500, you can take these three actions here. And if you take all three, along with following and tagging CCL, we will increase the donation from $5 to $10. The next page has the specific instructions for completing on your phone. But note that if you prefer to use a computer, then there's a simple bit.ly to enable you to do just that. Here, I'll show how to complete on the phone. Swipe to the template, and then first screenshot and crop. Next, post a story. Add your resolutions. And add tags. Then share to story. To share to your feed, click back onto your story, then click more in the lower right, and then click share as post. Then add an awesome caption. Add tags. And there you go. That's it. Thank you so much. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me at Votes for the Planet on Instagram if you have any questions. And Happy New Year.
Here to you too, Daniel. And that's a great quick way, especially if you've got a chapter meeting coming up this weekend, or if you've got a really active or burgeoning social media team locally, for them to have a little fun, obviously making a relevant climate resolution for their New Year's, and then also really being able to raise awareness for a great partner organization as well as Citizens Climate Lobby for a donation campaign. So check that out, and definitely feel free to ask any questions on that front here as well. We wanted to give a shout out to Daniel for all of his great work. So I think, Todd, I'll pass it to you for a quick little review.
Okay, thanks, Brett. Yeah, so let's just quickly go over the three main things that we want to make sure that you include in your chapter action plan. And I realize that there have been a huge number of suggestions in this webinar, in this training, but you don't have to do all of them. Pick the ones you want to do. Think of it as a menu. But we do want you to include something from the three main actions we've gone over tonight. So let's go over those one more time. Let's review the three actions that we'd like you to include in your chapter plan and for you to do throughout the year. So number one is make your chapter an oasis in the storm. Number two, educate and activate your community. And remember, that was all around sending out lots of proposals for presentations and make sure you have presenters and schedulers and helpers in your chapter to support your presenters. And then number three was get voters to ask candidates and elected officials for climate action and ask for their climate plan. We really want candidates and incumbents to hear from lots and lots of voters all year long, asking them about their climate plan and asking them to take climate action. All right, back to you, Brett.
So with that, you know where to find us. I'll put a link to Todd and I's email in the chat as well. And before closing, I just want to say thank you to all 11 of us on the line tonight. We're absolutely in so much gratitude for you entering into this new year with a renewed focus for your team. Let us know what we can do to help support you in that, to really navigate such choppy waters for the beginning of 2022. We're happy to stay online here for another 5-10 minutes if people have any other thoughts or questions. But we just want to close tonight in gratitude for what you bring the movement, and obviously just really wish you an empowered beginning to your new year, everyone. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.